I am using radio voice.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prudes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
This is Balcony Radio.
Oh, quite profound. You said that so wonderfully.
Oh, did I?
Beautifully, yes. We got that in one take there.
That one, yeah.
One take Anthony on that one. Yeah. Very cool. Right on.
It's just me and John Malkovich are the only ones that do one take.
I don't know how it happens.
You know how it happens? Preparation, professionalism.
Professionalism?
And preparation.
Oh.
And when the two meet, is you have something that happens like right here. You know, circling me.
Oh, my God.
This is what it is.
Is right that here. Like crosshairs on your forehead?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. And we are Balcony Radio. Fucking dorks.
And having a weird time tonight.
Already?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be cool.
Yeah, so.
I'm wearing all gray.
Yeah, I know.
All alone.
So can we tell people what happened today?
Yes.
Okay. So it's today's Monday. It doesn't matter to you people. But your girlfriend was just in for a quick visit over the weekend.
Yes.
And on Friday, I took you to the airport to pick her up.
Yes.
And then, yeah, she left yesterday. And you were on your own, so you took her on the bus like a lame-o. And then I show up today to do some recording, and you greet me at the door wearing a gray t-shirt and gray sweats.
No color whatsoever.
No color. I'm like, you're really wearing it today, aren't you, man?
Yeah, right, exactly.
You're really projecting your blahs.
My blahs today. I was kind of a black and white. It was kind of a black and white day. So.
Yeah. So how appropriate
yes.
that the music we're doing today is from a blah kind of place.
From Seattle, Washington.
That's right. We were just talking about it. We're doing the music of Sub Pop today, lesson 85 on the 101 series.
Yes.
And I visited Seattle like a year and a half ago, probably a year and a half ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And awesome, awesome place. You would dig it. It
right
is
on,
beautiful,
man.
And it's this awesome urban environment, which I know you're a big fan of. It feels like the same way San Francisco feels like an urban city.
All right.
You know, like our town kind of doesn't.
Right, right. Yes.
You know, where you live in the same place where you work and everything is centrally located and everything that's happening is kind of happening in this, like, you know, kind of bubble of sphere of influence that is the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
And in Seattle, it's a really groovy skyline and the water is right there and it looks pretty. And it has a fucking space needle.
All right.
It has a giant needle in the middle of it.
You
looks
gave me a
cool.
glass for the 50th anniversary
yeah.
of that, too.
Yeah, that's right. You have a space needle glass.
That's
you better
right.
not break it.
I know. I will. It's up there. It's nice.
And the city is really groovy, and you would totally dig it. Like, I got to see the Experience Music Project.
I've heard that's a pretty wild museum.
It is awesome. You and I could spend a day and a half there.
All right.
So I think, there are a few places that kind of, you know, you think of the area and you get a sound. And, like, you know, Chicago and Detroit, you know, Miami, there's a Miami sound.
Mm-hmm.
And San Francisco, it's, you know, some flowers in your hair bullshit. And with Seattle, you know, there is a sound you think of. And it's unfortunately got a horrible name.
Grunge.
I don't know where that comes from.
It's a little
from.
Broader. You know, it sort of encompasses a lot of genres.
It does, but it's basically rock and roll. And that's what's great about Seattle is that is a rock town.
Yeah,
and
it certainly
it's
does. Some great bands.
Been a rock town. There's been some good hip-hop that comes out of Seattle, and there's some good R&B, but that is a rock town.
Okay.
And fucking A, right to them for being a rock and roll city and maintaining that. Big up, Seattle. You're
Big
awesome.
Ups. Yeah, so we're paying tribute to the Seattle sound
yes.
and with one of their great record labels, Sub Pop Records.
That's right. So there is one specific label that, you know, that pops out, and it's sort of defined the Seattle grungy sound, and it's Sub Pop.
Yes.
And they're still around, and we were just taking a look at their website, and their current roster is pretty solid.
Oh, it certainly is. It's amazing. Let me just go back
Yeah, bring up their roster, who they have on the label currently. Oh.
Where are the artists? Oh, here we go.
Yeah, it says artist.
Okay, currently they have Band of Horses and
Beach House
and Death Vessel and Dum Dum Girls
mm-hmm.
and a whole
Fleet
bunch
Foxes.
Of things. Jay Macius is on the label.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have Iron and Wine.
And Low. And there's a whole bunch of great stuff on there, man.
They have a really, really nice, diverse kind of, you know, hipstery KCRW lineup. But the thing about Sub Pop that's great is they're super picky. So that's why that you can scroll through and their lineup is one page on their website.
Right.
And because they are super, super music nerds, which is what we love about them. That's why we're going to have kind of a shorter show, because Sub Pop has not, you know, gone out of their way to release a lot of product. They're really picky about who they sign and who they release. So another reason to love them.
But they've had some great bands over the years.
It's like, what if it's like the Rob Gordon record label from the end of High Fidelity.
Yeah, there you go.
This is what he became. It's Sub Pop.
Yeah.
Top five records is Sub Pop, basically. Like, at their biggest, like what they are now, they have what, maybe 2 or 3 dozen acts, maybe 3 dozen at the very most.
That's something like that.
That's not very many. And who they got is a pretty good batting average of people that you're going to know and actually like. So, and that's kind of the way it's always been, because the Seattle area, for some reason, awesome musical hotbed. And let's just get to it.
All right.
Who are we starting with?
We are starting with a great band.
This is their first signing.
Who actually should have had been bigger than they were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should tell people that we're doing the show in chronological order. So this is as released on Sub Pop.
Okay. So this will be one of the first releases.
This is then. The first release.
Ah, Green River. This is called Ozzy.
Woo.
What about me, Rick? You don't even know I'm alive. In a few months, I'll be 18 and I'll come into the money my father left me, and I won't need anyone to tell me how to live or what to do. Look at me, Rick. I'm not just a little girl anymore. I'm a woman.
Oh. Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan.
I just want to know what the heck's going on.
Well, you know, I had this problem.
What the heck's going on?
Yeah, okay. Well, do you think you'd have too much of trouble if we got rid of our sideburns?
At your earliest convenience.
Well, I know you said that before, but do you think Bruce and mine?
This is Bruce Pappas.
Well, Bruce, I mean, okay, can we have our drummer back, Bruce?
Bye.
Okay, that's a burning track. That just burns. That is Tad and Jinx.
Jinx.
From 8-Way Santa. Even want to know what that is.
I don't either. That is a sexual move that you are much too old to perform anymore, Scott.
I don't even think it's...
That's how you hurt yourself last time Kathy was here, right?
That's right, exactly. That was,
you tried to give her the 8-Way Santa.
That was the 8-Way Santa a year ago, and now I need a surgery.
now he needs hernia surgery. Seriously, you've been putting that off for too long, man.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah. Not now.
Come on.
Not now.
No, I just want to get into your meds, that's why.
Yeah. Just because you've brought up my confidential medical history, you now get to read the metadata.
You're so out of shape.
Swine.
So out of shape.
Yeah. Like, oh, come on, man. Come on. It happens to all of us.
Just yanking your lariat.
Yeah. Yeehaw. Thank you, Jesus.
Get along. We started with Green River, who is a really kick-ass band. That's a great track, right?
Yeah.
And we were looking...
And I think I sort of misspoke at the beginning when I said that they should have been bigger than they were. It's they only did because become of bigger. They've become bigger only because of the circulation of the single.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get into that in a second about...
members of the band became much bigger.
Yeah.
In Pearl Jam.
Yeah, two members of Green River, Jeff Ament and Stone Gossard, later became Mother Love Bone and then Pearl Jam. Mm-hmm. So they did pretty well on their own. But Green River has the distinction of being the first official Sub Pop release. And that's a song called Ozzy from their 7-inch called Dries a Bone, Rehab Doll, with the flip side of Rehab Doll. And it's pretty kick-ass. And then we moved on to Soundgarden, who I'm sure you've all heard of.
Yeah, right.
Doing a track called Sub Pop Rock City. And that's one of their first singles off their first 7-inch or 10-inch. Which one would that be? I guess that's a 10-inch?
That would be a 7-inch.
Probably a 7-inch. And that's called Screaming Life / Fop. Mm-hmm. And then Mudhoney with their first official, I think that's the first official full-length release on Sub Pop was their record Super Fuzz Big Muff. It's good to say, just still good to say,
yeah.
And a song called Touch Me, I'm Sick, which was sort of a defining song in that sound, because if you remember in the movie Singles,
yes,
the song that they Matt Dillon's band does is called Touch Me, I'm Dick.
that's what it's called.
Do you remember that?
It's
called
right.
Touch Me, I'm Dick. You can't play that on the radio.
Oh, drag!
It's a great movie and totally lives up, holds up because it's funny. Cameron Crowe could do no wrong back then.
Mm-hmm.
But I always remember that. Touch Me, I'm Dick.
I'd forgotten about that.
These bands are in this movie too. And then Nirvana did Love Buzz from Bleach, and Love Buzz was their first official single. And like I was telling Scott before it came on, because I don't think you knew the song before. So doesn't sound like anything Nirvana does or did.
Or what was to come.
Yeah, I know. It's poppy as hell, and as soon as it comes on, it's like, oh, this is a single, right? That's like, they're really trying hard.
They found their hook and their riff, yeah. You know, basically.
I think what worked for them later is not trying to find a single.
That's what gave them the fame, right?
Yeah, that was Kurt really stretching. Uh-huh. And then we finished up there with Tad doing Jinx from the aforementioned and unperformable 8-Way Santa. So okay. I can't do it either, Scott.
Okay. Well, Sub Pop Records was a great band, a label.
Yeah, let's get into the history.
Hello, I just lost my.
Yeah,
oh, well.
Did you? You sounded fine to me.
I'm back.
So yeah, let's get into the history bit.
And it started in the label
started in the mid 80s,
1988.
88, yeah.
And
well, it started as a label then, but it had a different. It was a different thing before.
It was a magazine.
It was a magazine, which
yes.
is cool. And Sub Pop is a great name for a magazine. that's cool.
Yes, short for Subterranean Pop.
Subterranean Pop.
And they gave away or they sold a cassette at one point that sold mm-hmm. lots and lots.
I think it was a mail order thing, mm-hmm. and it was a mixtape basically that the label or the magazine put together. And it was if you look at the list, I don't think the track list is on there, but it is like all your fucking college rock heroes of the early 80s. It's like it's Sonic Youth before Daydream Nation. Who else is on it? There's a list right there, right? There's a few names.
Well, let's see, the Sub Pop cassette. Let's see. Well, they don't have. I think all the,
yeah, the Wipers were on
Sonic
it.
Youth, yeah. Naked Ray Gun, Wipers, and Scratch Acid.
And just a bunch of bands that are just lost to time mainly, but you know, some names will pop up. And they released, I think, 5 of their mixtapes.
Yes.
And that's the Seattle sound, because later on it's just Seattle bands. Like that Soundgarden was on one, and Nirvana and Tad, and it's like they're the ones that first find these bands who become like basically the next generation of rock and roll, because there was no rock and roll in the early 90s. I mean, what was it? We were still doing hair metal, right? And Metallica?
Coming out of the late 80s, yeah.
It was
big hair metal.
Yeah.
Rat and so forth.
Yeah, and there was just something about this kind of rock and roll that struck a chord, because it was actual rock and roll. it was songs, you know, performed with guitar and drums and bass. It was fucking throwback. And
it also wasn't Guns N' Roses, which was also big at the
exactly,
time.
Exactly, well. Because they had become worse than Led Zeppelin. Like they were, like Guns N' Roses were playing with, you know, 50-piece orchestra and
they became very bloated very quickly.
Yeah, they became a joke. And so I think this was the starting over. And Sub Pop is just like such a breath of fresh air, man. And it's like, what's the equivalent? It's like their Mojo, the magazine, their NME. It was sort of the taste-making mag.
Yes, yes.
And
the magazine that's most on the cutting edge of music, I guess you could say.
Yeah, reporting on people who Rolling Stone didn't know.
Right, exactly.
Which is still the point of rock and roll writing.
Yeah. To cover your local scene as clearly and concisely as possible and let as many people know about some of this great music that's happening.
Yeah.
And it was all great music.
And that's
for
the
sure.
thing, yeah. And Seattle was blessed with having some great rock and roll. And yeah, we did a 101 series on Music of the Northwest.
Yes, like, we did.
Mm-hmm. Their history of kick-ass rock goes back to the 50s. Like, they've always had a scene. So, like, grunge is just when the Seattle sound finally hit the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens with Nirvana. So that's, what, 89, 90? That's a long time ago.
That's,
now.
Yeah. That's amazing how long ago when you think about it.
It's weird.
And, wow, I don't know. Let's get back to some more music.
What do you want to play next?
Let's play... Okay, we got The Head Coach.
I've been waiting for you to say the title of the record forever.
Okay, let me see what the name of this is. Heavens to Murgatroyd, even it's The Head Coach. Heavens to Murgatroyd. Okay, there you go. Heavens to Murgatroyd, it's The Head Coach and Girl of Matches.
Sharp fuse to burn, and you're too stupid to learn. There's light and no return. Looks like you're gonna burn. We'll be right back.
I think we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
This is The Balcony.
This is a message for Eddie Spaghetti. This is Matt Lucan here. I was just calling you up to see what the hell is going on. I think I'm going to come down to Rock Candy tomorrow night. I'll be holding.
I've not done anything at all since I last saw you.
Yes, indeed. Damn, fastbacks.
That was great.
Wow, that burns. That was just burning.
Really awesome.
Fastbacks.
Damn.
I found the star.
All right, they're going on the X Chromosome show.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh,
I just
my
made
God.
Mental note. Put a pin in that.
We have put a pin in that one.
Jesus, that was great.
Answer the Phone, Dummy, is the name of the record. Love that.
Answer the Phone, Dummy. Oh, that makes me laugh every time.
Oh,
I love the name of that record.
Okay.
Okay, why don't you read it off?
Yes, I shall. We shall. Started out with The Head Coats. The Head Coats.
The
Head Coats. Two E's. From Heavens to Murgatroyd. I'm not going to do my Snagglepuss impression.
Heavens to Murgatroyd, even. It's The Head Coats already.
Okay. Girl of Matches was the name of this song. Excuse me.
Yes, and that's a band we hardly recommend, featuring the English rock and roller Wild Billy Childish, who put out a collection that seriously kicks ass. You've heard it, right?
Yes, I think I have.
Yes, check out the Head Coats. We know you don't know who they are. They kick ass. Just trust us.
Right on.
Trust us. They're good.
Okay, and then the Afghan Whigs right after that.
Yes,
from the record Congregation, we heard Kiss the Floor.
Good record. That's a good record.
I've done that.
We all have, buddy. You made out with the floor before.
Oh boy, and lost.
Yeah.
And then the Super Suckers right after that. And that was from the record La Mano Cornuda. And we heard Hiya. Okay. That was a good one. And then Sebado right after that from a record called Bake Sale and Rebound. The name of that song, and we finish with the Fastbacks with I Found the Star from Answer the Phone, Dummy.
Answer the Phone, Dummy.
And stepping up to answer the phone and give you some information.
Dummy.
Is Mr. Anthony, he's going to, as soon as he finishes what he's doing,
what?
With his hand, he's going to tell you some things about this place that's called Balcony Radio, et cetera, et cetera.
So this place here?
I'm fading myself out. See ya. Okay, well, he's going
to
fade.
Sorry, I had to have the quick Marco Rubio sip of...
Sip of coffee. See ya.
Yeah, get out of here, you. Okay, so the first thing you should do is if something comes into your head, such as an idea for a show, a song suggestion, or someone who you think deserves a 101 show, why don't you drop us a line? Our email address is balconyradio@gmail.com. Balconyradio@gmail.com. All one word, lowercase. So go ahead, send us a message. Yeah, I know. You got to talk slow sometimes, man. So send us a message, drop us a line, IM us, do whatever. We will reply to you eventually. It'll probably be pretty quick. So then the next thing you should do is head on over to our website itself and listen to the mothership, the actual radio station. So what we're doing here is kind of a podcasty thing that is kind of a little taste of the music that we broadcast on the station itself. So really, these little mixtapes that you listen to, your podcasts, are really just little teasers for the main event, which is the actual radio station broadcasting music 24/7, 366. Is this a leap year?
No,
it's not. 365. It's not a leap year. I have checked with the doctor. So go check it out. There are our streaming services there all the time, basically. If you go to the website, balconyradio.com, there are four or five different media players available, to you to listen into the radio station, streaming music, commercial-free. The only breaks in the action is our little station IDs, but you'll get used to them, and they're pretty fucking enjoyable, so just deal with it. So, totally commercial-free radio, totally safe for work also, we should also add. So you can listen in front of other people in your 9-to-5 situation, and all you hear is compliments and comments of, hey, what are you listening to? That's pretty good. So be the cool person at the office, listen to Balcony Radio, play it out loud, it's safe. The radio station is 50,000 songs. Scott and I put our record collections together.
SFW.
Exactly. Unlike everything else we look at the internet. So Scott and I put our record collections together, shuffled 50,000 songs, and we put them in the computadora here, and he hits the random button, and what plays. But it's all vetted by us, a couple of people who could have worked at the High Fidelity store in the back. Yeah, we hate just as much as they do. So it's pretty good stuff. Check it out. Share it with your friends. It's good. It's just good music. 6 days a week, we play whatever comes up. And on the seventh day, Sunday, or the first day, Sunday, depending on how you look at the week, if Sunday's the end or the beginning, we play nothing but jazz from midnight to midnight. So either way, ending or starting the week, you're getting off or getting on the right foot, because jazz music is just fucking good for you. It really is. So go about your housework on Sunday. Listen to some good jazz with us. Dig it. And the other thing on our website there, as I mentioned, our little podcasty thing here, there are archives of all the podcast episodes there on the first page of our website. What we have is about two dozen different genre programs, and we call that our radio station, or our we call that the podcast, radio station, whatever. Words are interchangeable. But what we did is we sat down, made a list once of all the shows that the best radio station in the world would play. We made a list of a couple of dozen, and then we started fucking doing them. So we have all kinds of things. We have like a country show, we have a hip-hop show, we have an all-cover show, a live music show, swing music, psychedelic music. It's all kinds of stuff. If there's anything that you like, you're going to get served in some way at balconyradio.com. So go check it out at the website, and there are instructions on how to stream the episodes right there, or download them as you would any podcast and be able to subscribe. That was tough. And there's instructions on how to subscribe to the podcast, so it'll drop into your podcast feeder thing. And so, yeah, like we've mentioned before, if you're a podcast listener and you listen to only a handful of them, listen to your This American Life. You listen to that one once in a while, don't you?
Yes.
It's pretty good. Listen to WTF, because everybody else does, and a couple of other ones. And for your music needs, just turn to us. We drop two episodes a week of the podcast. One of them is a regular program, such as one of the ones I mentioned, and those are dropped every Sundays. And then on Wednesdays, we drop a Lesson in the 101 series, which is a little bit more specific programming. Usually it is a overview of an artist's career or a location, genre, era, things like that. And sometimes we'll do an episode like today's, which is the history of a certain record label. So we mix it up pretty good, man.
Fucking, we do a good job at that sort of thing. Yeah, man.
So go check it out. Two episodes a week. Consider them a couple of mixtapes with your friends telling you all about the songs. And probably having some fun with us. Consider it that. We're all sitting down and learning and laughing and loving together.
Aww. Whoa.
Aww. I went for the alliteration.
Now we got to get a friend from you, man.
Come here. Give me a hug. Aww. All right. And then the next thing you should do is go on over to our Facebook page. Search out Balcony Radio. Be our friends. And we upload episodes of the podcast there as well, so you can stream them on our Facebook page, or you could get connected from there to the website, whatever. And we upload other music things that we find in the internet that we think are worth sharing. And that's it, right?
You're right on, man.
So yeah, listen to us. Be our friends.
Right on.
And here's you want? Let's go to church.
Oh, good.
Here's the Reverend.
Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Brother in the holding company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the balcony.
Thank you.
sound, they're all in my mouth. Only I don't know how they got out. You turn me back into the dead. I was when we met, I was happier then with no mindset. And if you turn to me like a girl, what it takes to win, I'd jump from my trees and I'd dance like a king in the ice. So the rest of our lives would be dead. Well, you slang. Notice the stripes, the dirt in your fries. Hope it's right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bolt through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you turn to me like a girl takes to the wind, jumped from my trees and died. Dance like the king of the ice. So as the rest of our lives was Godspeed, all the beggars are done. May they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine. To me like a, I did dance like a queen of the ice. So as the rest of our lives were fed well.
Are you guys done? You're done, right?
That was strange. Right. The kind of twisted out there, the shins, and new slang.
That's a great song.
Oh, inverted world. Oh, inverted world. That's too much poetry.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful song, and that's a great record. And yeah, they're from Albuquerque. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So yeah,
no.
As like we're in the middle
slid
of
in there. Huh?
We're toward the end of watching Breaking Bad, Scott and I. Oh, so now we have a good feeling for Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
I was like, how did that music come out of Methburg? Really? Seriously.
Yes. That's the Mesa, really, out there in the Mesa.
The Shins make really pretty music. It's just like, oh, Albuquerque, really? New Mexico?
Yeah, I guess so.
The hell.
Well, they came from the good side of New Mexico, or the good side of Albuquerque.
The part where they smoke dope, right?
Yes. I don't know what the situation like the in that.
I've only been through.
Really?
Albuquerque? I've only driven through a couple of times. Pretty big town, because it's the only really big city in New Mexico, so I guess there's no juxtaposition.
That's right.
It's the only one with a skyline, and really, that's seriously. Right.
And it really stands out, I guess.
So. It does, yeah, because I'm not kidding. It's the only city in New Mexico that has a fucking skyline.
Probably visit that state one of these days.
Oh, yeah. Next time I drive to Colorado to see the family, you should come with, well, at least once. It's a great drive.
Okay.
Arizona, New Mexico, it's the most beautiful place on Earth, seriously, especially New Mexico. Because there's elevation, and then the scenery is great, and it just and the little towns are just really adorable because it's like all artsy weirdos.
All right, that's cool.
It's just great. Man. Just awesome.
Okay, cool.
So why don't you read it off?
Right. We started with the Burning Man, Reverend Horton Heat, just tearing it up there. And the song was called Big Sky, and that is from a record called, what was the name of the record?
Liquor
on
in the Front.
This is on Liquor in the Front. Okay, we just took this off a best of. But that
yeah,
was,
but we want to direct people to that album. That was track one from Liquor in the Front. So.
All right.
That's how the record starts.
And it just goes up from there.
It really does. It's awesome.
Wow. And then L7 taking it up a notch there with Fast and Frightening. From their record, Smell the Magic.
Oh, that's a good description of that band.
Yeah, right on, man. I like that.
They're
play
scary.
Some more. Play some more. And then we took it down to Low right after that. Oh, from the record The Great Destroyer and California, the name of that track. Oh, and then the Postal Service followed that up with Such Great Heights, and that was from a record called Give Up. And we finished it off with The Sheehans and New Slang. From Oh, Inverted World. It does sound like a poem.
Doesn't sound like, it sounds like an Elvis Costello line.
Yeah. Oh, Inverted World. Oh, my God. I think he's... I just
wanted to do my Elvis Costello impression.
Did you really? Yeah. You did it so
Can I do
well.
It again?
No.
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 One time makes it great.
No. We have to start... That's not a good way to start the last set of the show.
It's not a good way to do anything.
No.
let's start the last set. Are you familiar with this band?
I am not.
Oh, okay. This is very cool. Okay.
Okay. What is this?
So we already played the Afghan Whigs earlier. Who I don't know. They're spotty. What do you think of the Afghan Whigs?
I like them. I like all of their stuff. I know they put out a couple of great records.
Their '90s material is really good.
Yeah.
Later on, it's a little hit or miss, but. The 90s records, like Congregation, and what was the other, Gentlemen? Is that
Gentlemen,
the other one?
Yeah.
Those are really great records.
That's a really excellent.
That one especially. That's mm-hmm. a really great album. And so the lead singer of that band is a guy named Greg Dulli, who's a man of many, many vices and tastes. Interesting personality in the rock industry, if you're familiar with him.
All right.
And he's friends with the dude in the street who's named Mark Lanegan, who you're familiar with.
Yes.
And so they got together, and they have done a couple of records as the Gutter Twins.
Ah.
So basically, it's two guys who are big-time masculine wailers getting together and doing Scott Walker-type songs. And you're going to dig this.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is Greg Dulli and Mark Lanegan of the Screaming Trees, who... We're on Sub Pop very briefly. They released a couple of singles, but they were not officially... They never put out an album on the label, so that's why no Screaming Trees in the show,
mm-hmm.
which is a real bummer.
Because that's a great band.
That's a great band, and they're very indicative of the Seattle sound. It's like, why weren't they on Sub Pop? They were on, I think, 4AD or another label. So let's finally fucking get Mark Lanegan in the show.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the Gutter Twins, and this is a song called God's Children.
Wanderers this morning came by. Where do they go? Graceful in the morning light. To Banner Fair, to follow you softly in the cold mountain air. Through the forest, down to your grave, where the birds wake and the tall grasses wave. They do not know you anymore.
That surprised me too, as a matter of fact.
Let's hold up on that for a minute.
Father John Misty.
Let's get to the business in hand.
Hollywood
instead of the business
Forever
in hand.
Cemetery sings.
Yes. That's a great, great song. And he's put out some good tunes. He's the drummer in Fleet Foxes, and then went solo. And there's a really great video for that. That's that with Aubrey Plaza playing the girl in the video. It's awesome. It's all artsy shot, and it's a cool song too. So we should post that on our page.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yes. So
read off that set.
Why
you,
don't
please?
I do it?
Yes.
So we started with the Gutter Twins having a gutter off with God's God's Children from their, I think, first or second, I don't remember, records, Saturnalia. They've put out a couple of them. And then we moved on to Iron and Wine, who everyone should know. And if you don't, fuck off. Iron and Wine doing Woman King, and that's the title track from Woman King. Great record. Mm-hmm. And then moving on to the Fleet Foxes, and Scott and I are just talking, what happened to those guys?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Two records and
they're gone.
Maybe they're working on something new.
They best be. Jeez. Fleet Fox is doing Tiger Mountain Peasant Song, really pretty tune from their self-titled breakthrough record, Fleet Foxes. And then we moved on to Beach House doing Used to Be from Teen Dream, which is just a beautiful album.
Like that a lot.
You dig that, did you?
I was
hoping
I was sitting in the other room.
I was hoping
just,
you would. Yeah, they're pretty groovy.
Yeah.
It's just her voice is awesome. And then we finished up there with Father John Misty doing Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings. And then it's from the well-titled Fear Fun.
And that concludes the show, the 101 series.
That's the Sub Pop Show.
Lesson number, what do we have? 85?
85.
Oh my God. No. Sub Pop America. Good heavens.
Jesus.
It was great music.
Sorry, I'm getting weather reports.
Oh, weather reports from across the country. Definitely. It's snowing
it's
everywhere.
It's coming down hard where my mom lives. That's why it's,
in Colorado.
It's, yeah, don't live in Colorado if you don't want to get snowed in.
Sure. Good heavens.
That's why I don't live there no more.
Wow. Send us an email if you like what you hear at balconyradio@gmail.com.
That's right. And be our friends at Facebook.
That's right. And maybe drop a little coin in the hat at the donate at balconyradio.com.
It's always there.
Thanks, man.
So let's get out of here. So that was Sub Pop Up to Now, the Father John Misty releases from 2013. So going back to pick one song to finish is kind of tough.
Yeah, that's right. With all the bands that they had.
Yeah.
So we went. So you pick something from the from a recent.
Recent. This is a recent slash old song. I don't know. It's from a recent collection. But the Vaselines have been around for a long time. Nirvana was influenced by them, obviously, since Nirvana did this song in their Unplugged. but we're going to play the original version.
This is their debut record?
Yes.
Okay. And this must have come out quite a while ago.
In the late 80s, I think. Okay. And then it got the big re-release a couple of years ago, which is, I think, what you're referring to.
Yeah, because
it was out of print for a super long time, and then it got the big fuck-off remastering, which is what we're taking this from. So this is the remastered version.
Okay.
So I think it's from like 2009 or 7 or something like that. It's from the last 10 years. But this band has been around forever, and they're still together. And we should have played them in our sibling act, because they're brother and sister, right?
That's right.
Damn it.
Oh, well.
Totally Next forgot time. About them.
Okay.
Oh, well. So here's the Vaseline's Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam.
See ya.
Get out.
Jesus, don't want me for a sunbeam, 'cause sunbeams are not made like me. And don't expect me to cry for all the reasons you had to die. Don't ever ask your love of me.
Chambers brother.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
We have to get it on record.
Yusuf Islam is Cat Stevens.
For the record, it's Balcony Radio.